This is the advanced bubble technique. So I want to invite you to close your eyes, take some deep full breaths. You'll want to have already done the bubble technique and know that because this is a next step. So breathe into your belly, breathe in and out through your heart. As you do that, you're coming more into the present moment. You're connecting with your own divinity. You're recognizing that you are a soul and you are so very tapped in, so tapped in deeply to your wisdom, to divine running through you. And I want to invite you to fully drop into your heart and just let your heart expand. Just like a flower coming into full bloom or a light getting brighter and brighter and brighter. And just like in the bubble technique, imagine that you are in a bubble. And this bubble is clear, it's iridescent, it's beautiful, it can be reached through. It's totally permeable with only positivity or energy that's in alignment with your highest and best good. That's all that can come in through this bubble. And that's the only energy of yours that can go out. And see it sparkle and shine. Notice its iridescence. And notice that this bubble is possible because it's fully charged with the divine, fully charged. And if any energy that's not resonant with you comes to you, it literally is a bit like a bug zapper and it just gets zapped and it gets transformed and released. Just like when you release a pattern, then all the goodness is possible. It gets transformed and released to positive, for lack of a better term, but for positive energy, or for energy that's more usable for good. The person or situation that is a challenge for you, an annoyance that invades your space, even with your bubble on, it takes effort. We want to place that person in a bubble too. So I want you to imagine or bring into your awareness anyone right now that you might like a little extra protection from, or a lot of extra protection, and just bring them into your awareness outside of your bubble. You could even imagine you're both sort of floating somewhere or in your sacred space and put a divine bubble around that other one so that their energy is now being filtered by the divine. And you have like this double protection, where you won't be so reactive, and so there won't be more negativity coming from you, because you also won't be letting any of their energy in, and also their energy won't be leaking so much into the environment around. And now imagine this person is maybe somebody you want a little bit more space from. They just, or you can't quite get them out of your mind and you really need to. You want to then just imagine that you could simply blow their bubble a little farther away. You know how you can just blow on a bubble and it just floats? You can just blow their bubble as far away as you need to have it. All of this is charged by the divine. You can create as much space, or you can bring them as close as you want. And you can even play with that to see how close can they be, and for you to really still feel in your best self, in your best energy with your gifts. Remember, this is completely all charged by the divine. It's a form of prayer. It's a form of release. And when you're ready to release, just take a deep, full breath. And you can open your eyes. And as you open your eyes, I want to invite you to imagine the bubble still there and see if you can sense it around yourself and around whoever you put in the bubble. Just allow that ability to use that bubble, even with your eyes wide open. You don't have to close them. And once you get used to doing this, you'll be able to just call your bubble up in a moment. And it's really an act of love. So take another deep, full breath and just take it, just smile to yourself. Feel the warmth in your heart that you're creating really clear boundaries for yourself and for others at the same time. Blessed be.